director of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Environment Fund, Louise Mitchell, said the Cumberland Trail was established by the National Parks in 2009 but was impacted by the floods of 2013 and has been closed since then. She said, in the coming weeks, steps will be taken to refurbish facilities on the site, and this will be followed by work to refurbish the trail itself.
The Cumberland Trail Restoration Project was launched last year, and we are hoping to start work on it very soon. So the first thing that we're going to be doing is actually refurbishing the washroom facility and interpretation center that's on the site. So we're looking to get that started within the next few weeks. Also, the work to refurbish the trail itself is going to begin soon. So the main project that you will see being kicked off this year and hopefully possibly being completed this year as well is the rebuilding of the Cumberland Nature Trail.
Ms. Mitchell said the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Environment Fund is also preparing to launch a competition for the design of 4 bridges, a parrot lookout platform, and a zip line, which will form part of the trail.
And we're about to announce a competition for the design of the bridges. There will be 4 bridges that will be part of the trail, as well as a parrot lookout platform and a zip line. So we're putting that out for tender and launching a competition for the architect who has the best design to win that. And the winner will receive the Henry Channon Design Award, which is an award that we have launched in the name of the late Henry Channon, who was our former chairman.
Ms. Mitchell said work on the Cumberland Trail should be completed in about 1 year. She said when the trail is reopened to the public, it is expected to be the most scenic nature trail across the country, with the first zip line in St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
When the new trail reopens, we promise that it's going to be the most scenic nature trail in all of St. Vincent. And it's also going to be very exciting because for the first time we will actually have a zip line, and that will be fun for Vincentians to enjoy. And this trail also has a heavy concentration of parrots. There is a large in-situ parrot habitat there, especially at the beginning of the trail. So the minute you start walking the trail, you hear the sound of the parrots right above you. So it is a much more interactive trail than, say, the Vermont Trail, where the parrots are way off in the distance most of the time. They are much closer to you, and you know this either by seeing them or by the sound when you're doing the Cumberland Trail. So it's going to be a really amazing experience for Vincentians, and I can't wait till the day when we can actually have the trail open. It's going to be absolutely beautiful.
Director of the St. Vincent and the Grenadines Environment Fund, Louise Mitchell. I'm Ricardo Wilson with today's special report.